Hey, Jeremy, we have a show.
Are we live, pal?
We're live. We're live, pal.
Okay.
What's up?
Do we need more super chats to guide us?
No. I mean, if people scoot over here, you know, they're subscribers, so I don't care. Okay. Boris says, do you think AEW moves off Rampage, Rampage off the Friday 10 p.m. slot? Nope. No. I think they'll hang out with it right there. But I'll say this, based on doing those Friday night shows with Robert, like, I don't think our post show will be that hard. Like, we're fitting 2-hour dynamites in within an hour. So, I think that we'll be able to cover that just fine. But I mean, we're going to go wherever the numbers are. If people are like, no, forget Rampage altogether, please cover just SmackDown right after, then that's probably what we'll do. But Matt Black says the Dirt Sheet Boys goes on. I would have had to have spelled it with a Z.
Yeah.
But my thing was, Jeremy, I wanted the show to be the Dirt Sheet Boys spelled with a Z podcast. Like, the word spelled with a Z had to be in it too. I feel like that's important.
You could have gone for it. You could have gone for it.
But see, I was like, you know, I'm constantly concerned about morale. I'm like, Jeremy works hard for us. I don't even want to affect his morale negatively a little bit. He's got a bit of a vacation coming up, which as we know, something bad's going to happen this week.
Famous last words. I'm just going to visit my parents. Like, it can't be too terrible.
You're
going
to die this weekend.
Wow. Like, Don't put that in the universe.
You're going to get Jason Pierre-Paul on some fireworks or something. Isn't that what happened? He blew his hand off with some fireworks?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, it's going to... Jeremy, like, works so goddamn hard. Like, without a doubt, best news writer, period. Period. Ever.
Bugger around.
And for a long time, he didn't ask for time off. Like, it was almost like a badge of honor. Now we're like, we're going to take some fucking time off. That's going to happen. But every time Jeremy asks for time off at a time, something terrible happens. It's been like 4 or 5 different times now. And I would say about 4 out of those 5 times, Jeremy's been like, I'm just back at work. So I'm hoping something terrible doesn't happen this weekend.
It's very much like, I asked for 5 days off, and by day 3, something goes wrong. I was like,
by day 2, usually. Yeah. By the beginning of day 2.
It's like, all right, I'm back. I would just rather work right now. This is why, like, when I do have a day off on the weekends and stuff, I just enjoy it. I'm just like, I know how hard I work. I don't regret actually taking time off now. So, we need to stop. We need to stop this, like, bad. I have an 8-hour drive. All right, people, like, a lot could go wrong.
We are wishing you safe travels, of course.
Thank you.
Rob says, how much money could 2K have made if you didn't run Eminem off? Eminem should be thanking me. He should be sending me a fruit basket for him not getting involved in that game. I'm going to do a podcast in the future called fruit Sean basket. Ross.
Going to send Sean a fruit basket so it doesn't blow a gasket.
He put 2K in the casket. Oh, Jesus.
Anger towards WWE, you can't mask it.
Oh, God, man.
Getting the ass kicked.
Oh, my God. So I'm going to do a full show called Sean Ross Stories, where I talk about some stuff like this. But basically, I found out about the Eminem deal before I was supposed to, and Eminem's management and Eminem were not happy that it was leaked to a person like me, and they pulled the deal. And then there was actually a person who I didn't know worked for Universal who hit me up, and he was like, how do you know this? I might have him on the show, but yeah, that was very interesting. Hannah says, hello.
Hello. Hey.
Mike says, change into Juju. Jeremy's going to come up with some amazing booty ideas during his drive. Do you brainstorm? Like, are you actively brainstorming for Booty Pro, or do you just think of stuff on the fly?
Well, we only have 2 shows left because the end of the promotion is it's a bomb goes off. We're doing a wedding, and everybody's at the wedding between Mr. Ass and Mrs. Hole. And
who's Mrs. Hole? I don't watch the show.
Nia Jax. Remember that one time where she was like, Mr. Ass is actually Bobby Lashley, not Billy Gunn.
So Nikki Ash, Mr. Ass, like you got to have all these people in attendance.
We don't have Nikki Cross on the roster. So, and we're not going to game this, not going to game it enough to just like steal her. If she becomes available, bigot. We will sign her.
Chauvinist.
But Hiromu Takahashi is a literal time bomb. We have Orange Cassidy and Toru Yano doing Fast and Furious gimmicks. So one is Paul Walker, one is Vin Diesel. Natalia is the super villain. She's a cat. She's a cat lady.
Okay. Ooh,
she's the villain. And, you know, Takahashi with Daryl and everything. Her ultimate, yes. Weapon here is Takahashi being a time bomb.
Jeremy, I've got to find a meme. I made a meme that fits really, really well. Years and years ago. Oh my God.
We only have two episodes left for Booty Pro. So like we're kind of tapped on the actual ideas we're going to have because we're getting down to the finish line here.
Jeremy, this is good. Like you might be able to use this.
What? Send that to me. Send it to me.
It's been a long day without you, my friend.
It's a good song. That's a very
I know,
good song.
It is. It's not easy to write a song about somebody dying. And they were like, listen, we're going to need one about this guy dying. And it was awesome. It was a great song.
A really good
song. But perhaps I wouldn't have made this these days. I'm a little more sensitive to people. But, I mean, come on. This is harmless. Oh, man. I was sad when Daryl Takahashi got ripped up. Impact Hall of Fame deal for Cross, one appearance. I don't know what you mean by that.
I think he means for Booty Pro. Like,
She's on
a written deal with WWE in the game. Again, we're not going to mess with that stuff in the settings. Like they gotta actually become available. We are on a signing spree.
So Nia got fired?
Yeah, Nia got fired. We signed Low-Key. He's an actual hitman. He's going to just murder somebody at the wedding.
You could call that fire in the hole, Jeremy.
You could call it that if you wanted to.
Anakin's happy I went it off on Rockstar. It's just like before I got a PS5, I played sports games and GTA. That's it. So I haven't had a new GTA game. I literally, like, nobody watching this knew who I was when the last GTA was out. I hadn't even really started writing wrestling. I was still at One Wrestling then, hitting up Bill After. I had to email in my articles before they went up. I'm like, come on, man. That's a lifetime ago. What are you? You're holding your finger up. What's that?
One Wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
For the one.
RIP One Wrestling. That site went with Bob Ryder when he passed away. I assume he had the domain and never coughed it up. So, Bill registered onewrestlingvideo.com and it redirects to his YouTube. And let me tell you, outside of Bill, got some real fucking idiots over there. Got some real fucking idiots on that channel. One in particular. I see it and I'm like, oh, it gets on my nerves so bad when everybody is like, oh, I'm a protege of Bill After. And I'm like, yeah, you're not. No, you're not. You send him a video to upload to his YouTube channel. You're not a pro. Come on. Like, no, you're not. I've worked there. I remember what it was like. Now, there are some people that actually went there. I'm pretty sure Big Ray did his best to get as much out of Bill After and information as he could. But I worked with Bill. When he would go and start telling stories, he'd be like, you probably don't want to hear this. And I'm like, yeah, I do. Of course I do. Man.
Your Bill After sounds a little bit like Terry Funk.
Well, so does he. He sounds a little bit like Terry Funk.
Do you think Terry Funk choked in big matches?
What's that from? Who said it? Bill After said that about Brock, didn't he?
Yeah.
That's what it was. Can anyone explain to me what's happening with PWG? No.
They're back, baby.
And better than ever. I've got an article coming about that theme song, too. Back and better than ever.
Nice.
Anakin says they've been enjoying milking that GTA online money. Anakin, all due respect, don't give a fuck. People are like, oh yeah, well you don't like WWE, what about their stock price? I don't give a fuck how much money they're making. I review the show. That's all I care about is the quality of the show. I'll care about the stock price when I'm writing an article about it, which I pretty well don't do anymore. So I don't care that much about it. Jeremy, yes. What do you got going on this week? You're hitting the bricks in like 36 hours.
Yeah, I can't wait. What am I doing? I got about 10 more articles to schedule, and by the time I get around to scheduling them, it'll be about 15 more. Because I'll make Bob do it. Shows.
I just you're do in a position of power. You're bulletproof here.
I know, but I do it, and then I know when it's done, and then it's on my schedule, and then I feel good about these things. So I'm doing articles. That's what I'm doing, Sean. And then the distraction tomorrow, 3:00 Eastern, we have Otis on the show. He appeared on the bump today. He will be on the distraction tomorrow. It's not actually Otis. Please don't sue us. It's a guy who looks like Otis, though. And we do at the post show on Twitch. And then, yes, I will be gone for the weekend. I might buy a new vehicle this weekend. I might buy a PS5 if I can find one of those. I'm just going to spend a bunch of money. Just got this raise money kicking in. So I'm just going to spend it all. You know, that's what you got to do, right?
Yes, that's what I'm doing. Until next time, guys, we're out.